page 19. Check from left to right and then left again before entering an intersection. Whenever you reach a place in the road where other cars, people, or animals may cross your path, look both ways to be sure it is clear. These include intersections, crosswalks, shopping centers, construction areas, and playgrounds. At any intersection, look to the left first, since cars coming from the left will be closer to you. Then look to the right and take one more quick look to the left before you drive through. Look behind. Use your rear view mirror to check the traffic behind you frequently, about every 10 seconds. This will alert you if someone is moving up too quickly or tailgating you. Check the traffic behind you when changing lanes, backing up, slowing down quickly, or driving down a long, steep hill. Blind spots. Blind spots are danger areas that cannot be seen in the mirrors on either or both sides of the vehicle. The best way to see a car in your blind spot is by quickly turning your head and glancing over your shoulder to ensure the way is clear before changing lanes or passing another vehicle. Avoid driving in someone else's blind spot. This can be just as dangerous as not checking your own blind spot. Speed up or drop back, but don't stay in the other driver's blind spot.
Sharing the road. Drivers share the road with many other users, pedestrians, bicyclists, moped and motorcycle riders, trucks and buses, recreational vehicles, and other vehicles of all shapes and sizes. It is your responsibility to adjust your driving to avoid other drivers' mistakes and assure everyone's safety.
Pedestrians. Generally, there are three types of pedestrians most often involved in crashes: children, the elderly, and adults under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Be careful around schools, playgrounds, and in residential areas where small children may be playing or crossing the street. Look out for the elderly, who may have poor vision and hearing. Remember that the elderly and people with disabilities may move slowly. Be especially aware of pedestrians when making a right or left turn. They have the right of way. Allow pedestrians to completely cross the street before beginning your turn. Be alert for pedestrians at all times. Slow down and be prepared to stop. Bicycles. Bicycles are considered vehicles and have the same right-of-way as motor vehicles. Bicyclists are also expected to obey the same traffic rules and regulations as vehicle drivers. However, many are children who may not know or obey the rules. Slow down when you approach bicyclists. State law requires motorists to pass cyclists with at least 3 feet of clearance. Give them plenty of room when passing and be prepared to stop suddenly. Look for bicycles on all public roads. It is against the law to operate a bicycle or any electric power device, such as assistive mobility devices, toy vehicles, and bicycles, on any interstate highway. Mopeds. It is against the law to operate a moped faster than 35 miles per hour or on an interstate highway. Any person who operates a moped faster than 35 miles per hour is considered to be operating a motorcycle, which must meet Virginia registration requirements. In addition, the operator would be required to hold a valid driver's license with a motorcycle classification or a driver's license restricted to operating motorcycles only. Moped riders must be at least age 16 and obey all rules of the road. They must carry some form of government-issued photo identification. It does not have to be a driver's license. That includes name, address, and date of birth. As a driver, treat moped riders with the same care given to any other vehicle driver. Riders and passengers must wear helmets and use eye protection if the moped does not have a windshield. The moped must be titled and registered with DMV.
Although you do not need a driver's license to operate a moped, you may not operate a moped if you have been declared a habitual offender and your license is suspended or revoked for driving while intoxicated. Motorcycles. Approximately half of all fatal motorcycle crashes involve automobiles. Many crashes are caused by a motorist's failure to see a motorcycle in traffic. Look for motorcyclists. In more than half of all crashes involving motorcycles and automobiles, the other driver didn't see the motorcycle until it was too late. Drivers are conditioned to look for four-wheeled vehicles, but they do not expect to see two-wheeled vehicles. A motorcycle's small size also makes it difficult to see. Check your blind spots. A motorcycle's small size allows it to slip into your blind spot easily. Always check for motorcycles before pulling out, changing lanes, turn, back up, or proceed through an intersection. Never tailgate a motorcycle or any other vehicle, allowing yourself plenty of braking distance by adding an extra second to the following distance rule. In inclement weather, double this distance.
Anticipate the motorcyclist's movements. Although a motorcycle is not as wide as the lane, the rider will use the entire lane as traffic situations and road conditions change. A slight change or debris on the road surface can be a major obstacle for a motorcyclist. Page 20. Expect a motorcycle to make sudden moves within the lane. Never drive beside a motorcycle in the same lane.
Yield to motorcycles. The small size of a motorcycle can cause you to misjudge the motorcycle's speed and distance. Before pulling out into traffic, check twice for motorcycles and use extra caution before you pull out in front of one. Light rail. There is a light rail train system in Norfolk called the Tide. Light rail trains share the road with motor vehicles and bicyclists, and they intersect with motor vehicle traffic at 27 locations along the 7.4-mile route. Stay safe when driving around the Tide by obeying the tips below. Pay attention to changing traffic patterns and always follow the roadway. Never drive around lowered crossing gates. Always look both ways before turning across train tracks. Expect trains on any track at any time. Always obey signs and traffic signals. Never stop, pass, or shift on train tracks. Don't cross train tracks unless you have enough room to cross without stopping and can clear the tracks to a safe distance. For more information about light rail safety, visit www.gohrt.com or call 757-222-6100. Low-speed vehicles. These electrically powered four-wheel vehicles have a maximum speed ranging from 21 to 25 miles per hour. Low-speed vehicles may be operated on public roads with speed limits of 35 miles per hour or less by licensed drivers or learner's permit holders accompanied by a licensed driver. Low-speed vehicles must comply with all federal safety standards and must meet Virginia's requirements for passenger vehicle registration and insurance coverage. Golf carts are not classified as low-speed vehicles. Left column, first picture. Trucks, tractor-trailers, buses, and RVs. Trucks, tractor-trailers, buses, and recreational vehicles, RVs, including motorhomes, campers, and travel trailers, are longer, higher, and wider than other vehicles. They accelerate slowly and require greater stopping and turning distance. Plus, they are danger areas around these vehicles where crashes are more likely to occur. These areas are called no zones. No zones on the side, front, and rear also include blind spots where your car disappears from the driver's view. Learning the no zones can save your life. Side no zones. Trucks, tractor-trailers, buses, and RVs have big no zones on both sides that are dangerous because these vehicles must make wide turns. These no zones or blind spots are much larger than your car's blind spot. If you can't see the driver's face in his side view mirror, then he can't see you. Rear no zone. Trucks, tractor-trailers, buses, and RVs have huge no zones directly behind them. The driver can't see your car behind his vehicle, and you can't see what's happening in traffic ahead of his vehicle. If the truck, bus, or RV brakes or stops suddenly, you have no place to go and could crash into the vehicle's rear end. Always maintain a safe following distance. Front no zone. You could get rear-ended by a truck, bus, or RV if you cut in front too soon after passing the vehicle. If you cut in front and then suddenly slow down, the truck, bus, and RV drivers would be forced to slam on their brakes. These vehicles need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars. A truck and its trailer may be as long as 65 feet, and it may take you more than a half a mile of clear road to pass. When passing, look for the entire front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling out, and then maintain your speed. Wide turns. Trucks, buses, and RVs sometimes need to swing wide to the left or to the right to safely make a turn. They can't see the cars directly behind them or beside them. In fact, their blind spots may stretch up to 20 feet in front of the cab and approximately 200 feet behind the vehicle. Never try to squeeze between a truck, bus, or RV and the curb or another vehicle. Light to medium trailers. These trailers are attached to mid-sized cars and trucks with safety chains in a trailer hitch. Large side mirrors are generally needed to increase visibility. Towing a trailer places additional stress on the vehicle. It takes the vehicle twice as long to pass, stop, accelerate, and turn. Remember, no zone described under trucks, tractor trailers, and RVs. Before driving a vehicle with a light to medium trailer attached, perform a safety inspection before each trip. Ensure the pins securing the ball mount to the receiver is intact. The hitch coupler is secured. Safety chains are properly attached. The electrical plug is properly installed. Brake lights, turn signals, and license plate lights are functioning properly. Before pulling a trailer on public roads, find a location such as a vacant parking lot to practice and get the feel of how your vehicle and trailer will handle.